With Brian Miller, I'm Sean Stiers. Clay has won the toss and will receive, so Mishawaka will kick off to start this homecoming night. Let's give you the starting lineups presented by Bonnie Doon Drive-In. For the Cavemen, offense at center is Brandon Kanan. At a guard is Ricky King. Alex Faulkner at the other guard. Damon Germano at tackle. Samuel Reiske at the other tackle. The split ends are Bradley Taylor and Donovan Snyder. The halfbacks are Cameron Kalenbeck as well as Isaiah Evans. The fullback is Christopher Harness. The quarterback is Sam Shively. So there they are, the starting lineups presented by Bonnie Doon Drive-In with dine-in, carry-out, and old-fashioned car hop service. We're going to be tested tonight. The old eyes are, Brian. Clay is wearing all white uniforms, and they have white numbers as well with pinstripe purple as the outline. So it's white on white for the numbers, and it always makes things interesting.
There should be an automatic penalty for uniforms like that. Just saying. Just saying.
I don't disagree.
Here we go.
Ashton Smith is deep, as is Dajon Hill, and the kick comes to the near side and out of bounds near the 10-yard line.
Ryan Watt kind of got on top of that and had kind of a bottom spiral, if you will, and spun out towards the near left sideline as the Cavemen kicked it away. So it will ultimately come out to the 35, and that'll be great, great, great field position for the Colonials of Clay to start things.
So we'll get our first look at Clay's option offense. And it is going to be Rodriguez, the quarterback. In the backfield, Ashton Smith, Dajon Hill. They're two of the skill position players out there. Let's see who sets up where. And the man of the backfield is Takori Gordon, who is, what I'm told, one of Clay's best athletes. At the 35. From the gun, roll out Rodriguez to the left side. Rodriguez will be tripped up as he crosses the 40-yard line.
Derek Dawson, the first Caveman to make connection and a pickup of about 6 yards. Dawson, the leading tackler on this Caveman football team. Look at some of the midterm report card statistics, if you will, after 4 games going into number 5 here tonight. Dawson, the leading tackler, but right behind him in defensive points, certainly no stranger to defensive success, Noah State.
Pickup of 6 makes it 2nd and 4. Rodriguez will fake the dive. He will roll out to the left. Rodriguez gets about a yard. That's going to be it. He'll be brought down on the far side by Bryce McDonald.
Dawson's second tackle on the second snap. And certainly the Colonials like that left side of their offense.
They do so far. And Quentin McDonald stands 6'3", 190 pounds. And now we call this an option offense, and they do roll as if he would pitch. It's kind of a little bit of a hybrid pistol formation because he's in that shotgun with a back right behind him. Now he doesn't have a back behind him. It's going to be 3rd and 3.
They really space out their offensive linemen, too.
Quentin looking to the left side. Rodriguez throws it out of bounds. It'll be 4th down, Clay.
Intended way on that far left side for Omari Beecham, a senior receiver, and that, unfortunately for Colonial fans, was probably about 3 or 4 feet over his head.
So 4th down, and Clay does send on the punt unit.
21, James Griffin, the punt.
Two Cavemen back deep to return the kick. It'll be Carl Fisher, C.J. Fisher, and Donovan Snyder.
And Adam Soglowski to do the punting. And we have a flag before, or just as the snap gets away.
Ball start against the Colonials will cost them 5. So within a 4th and 3, we'll call it 4th and 8. And they'll march it back to the Clay 37. You know, I know Keith Kinder talked about some of the keys, more offensive. Obviously, that's no surprise coming from the co-offensive coordinator.
You think?
Yeah, go figure. But I'll touch on some keys when we have the change of possessions here.
So here comes the punt. It is short, and it will bounce at the 40, and it'll take a Clay roll inside the 30-yard line all the way down near the 28.
Not a great punt, but it got a great, great bounce and probably got about 15, 16, 18 yards in roll time. Here's one big key I've got to believe, Sean, and I know Coach Kinder didn't talk about it, but I guarantee you it is on the mind of Bart Curtis and his coaching staff is focus. You escape with a wild and wacky overtime win last week against a much better than 0-4 Adams team. Clay certainly has had their difficulties, but here on homecoming night, after that emotional win last week, you cannot overlook this football team. You got to come out and play four solid quarters.
It'll be first and 10, Mishawaka. First possession starts at their own 29. Handoff goes to Harness. Harness right up the middle. Harness will pull his way forward. He didn't want to go down. He finally got gang tackled by a few Colonials after picking up a nice chunk of 4 yards. Actually, he'll get closer to 5 yards out of that.
Harness has been averaging 6.5 yards per carry coming in. He's the leading rusher for this K-Band club with 75 rushes and 478 net yards. Also, 4 touchdowns on the young season.
So, second down and 5 for the K-Band. Evans and Kalen Beck are the tailbacks. Donovan Snyder split out to the left. Brody Robinette to the right. Hand off Harness. Harness into open field across the 45. He'll be spun down there and up before picking up a first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
So Corey Gordon, defensive back, a senior, coming up with a really good tackle. And if he does not wrap up Chris Harness, Harness might add another 20 or 25, if not more.
So first and 10, Cavemen at their own 48-yard line. The Mishawaka offense on the move after picking up the first down. Sam Shively, the quarterback, takes his time before getting up under center. 9:35 on the clock in the first quarter. Shively takes the snap. There was some motion there. Shively keeps it himself. Goes right.
Good
catch
read.
It upfield. Shively, 30, 25. They won't catch him. Sam Shively. Touchdown, Caveman.
What a great read, Sean. Great read by Sam Shively. He went the distance.
From 52 yards away, Sam Shively on the option right makes it 6-0, Mishawaka.
That did not take long.
Not at all.
That's really, in a game like this, how you want to come out, be very, very efficient. Certainly one of the things that Mishawaka has struggled with this year is fumbles. They have fumbled the ball 8 times offensively. They've lost just 3 of those 8. But certainly some of those things have sputtered this K-Band offense, and I know they're looking for good efficiency among their other keys.
Patton Snyder on to try the extra point. The snap there, the placement down, the kick is on the way, and it is no good.
Wide left.
So Snyder misses the kick after Sam Shively's 5th touchdown run of the season. It goes 52 yards. Let's take a timeout, then back with a Mishawaka kickoff. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. Six nothing, Mishawaka. The Cavemen lead the Colonials, and the kickoff comes. It will spin out of bounds once again on the near side of the field as Pat Snyder kicks it out of bounds for a second straight time. And the Colonials will again start with the football at their own 35.
Sean, I'm not sure if that's by design or not. I know Mishawaka over the last couple, 2 or 3 years in particular, with their kickoff crew and special teams, have perfected that short pop-up pooch punt, or
right,
kick rather, kick on kickoffs, and normally hitting it, you know, right around that 30-yard line area, either to the far left or right side of that return team. But I'm not sure those are necessarily what they're looking for.
Well, we have an unidentified number.
Fullback up the middle.
Field, and he takes the dive, does the fullback toward midfield. That is
to Corey Gordon.
Let's see where they marked that. Well, there was a number 34 I was looking at. It was not on
my
the
bad. I thought it was 24.
No, that's not. 24 took the carry, but there was a 34 on the field. That's
all right.
What I was looking
for. Well, I thought it looked like 24 because these wonderful numbers are white on white.
Yes, I know.
And you can send your correspondence texting me if you're tired of hearing us complain about the uniforms, but it's not that easy.
Rodriguez takes the snap, and again, it will be to Corey Gordon. He is stopped for no gain this time after picking up 15 yards on the previous carry.
Caveman doing a good job on that defensive line of scrimmage, getting to the ball quickly, and really not letting Clay get a whole lot of anything started on these last couple of snaps, and for the most part in these first 2 possessions.
We've got a lot of different guys who, of course, didn't show up on the good old depth chart for Clay as well. So we'll do our best to bring them with those fun jerseys. It's second and 10 at midfield. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right with Rodriguez from the shotgun. And Gordon takes the, nope, he doesn't. It's going to be a toss to the near side and a little juke, and Omari Beecham takes it to the near side and up to the 40, and I was faked out by that fake handoff. And that is actually going to be Dejon Hill who takes that handoff.
Hill on that little reception deep in the backfield over to the right flat area, and really had a nice seam. Blockers up the field and off to the right of the offensive set, did a good job of pushing the caveman defenders out towards the sideline. The interior guys pinned theirs more towards the middle, and that certainly left plenty of running room for a 9-yard pickup.
Third and one for the Colonials, and the quarterback keeps it himself. Rodriguez will be buried before he gets first down yardage.
Didn't have enough opportunities to turn the corner. He never got his shoulders turned and kept getting fanned towards the sideline. Oh my, they gave him the first down? You gotta be kidding me. He never passed the 40.
Really?
Wow.
Good spot that time. So it picks up a yard, and it'll be first and 10 for the Colonials with Mishawaka leading 6-0, 7:15 on the clock here in the first quarter.
Rodriguez, friendly spot.
Yeah, Rodriguez is the quarterback. Gordon is the tailback. Two receivers out to the left, including Beecham and Johns. Rodriguez will pitch it out to the far side, and tackled in the backfield.
Good tackle.
Is Ashton Smith.
Bryce McDonald in there on the hit for the caveman initially. Senior defensive linebacker coming up with a really good hit and staying in his lane, staying in his territory. That pitch was almost a disaster, but good job after the Quinton Rodriguez pitch. Good job of juggling. Ashton Smith certainly did a good juggling act, kept his concentration, didn't fumble the ball because it could have been a bigger disaster than a loss of two.
Loss of two makes it second and 12, Clay, at the Mishawaka 42-yard line. It'll be an empty backfield this time with two receivers to the right and two to the left. Rodriguez from the shotgun will drop back, looking right. He's going to fire it deep down the sideline. It is going to be incomplete, broken up down there by the caveman and Devin Jimenez.
Two caveman defenders back, almost like a prevent defense, if you will, backpedaling, making sure that the defender didn't get behind them. However, as the ball was lofted, the defender, or the receiver rather, did get behind the defensive core, but the ball fortunately was deflected away if you're a caveman fan. And Clay, certainly if they make that contact, they probably got 6 points on the board.
So it's going to be third and 12 for the Colonials at the Mishawaka 42. The Ashton, caveman leading 6-0.
Sorry, Sean, Ashton Smith looks bigger than 5'8". He got up in the air pretty good on that effort.
Motion, and it's going to be a jet sweep, and now a reversed. A toss back to the left. Cutting up field is Ashton Smith. He'll get Ashton 6 or 7 yards out of that. It'll be still well short of the first down, and it'll bring up fourth down for Clay.
Derek Dawson in the neighborhood on the initial hit. Ethan Fowler as well in the posse of maroon jerseys. That'll be fourth down. Interesting fourth down decision here for South Bend Clay. Trailing 6-0, 5:40 here in the first quarter. We'll see what they decide to do on fourth and about six.
Clay is 0-4 this season. Mishawaka 2-2 after last week's win over South Bend Adams. Just under 5.5 to play here in the first quarter. Fourth and six. Clay will go for it. Rodriguez from the shotgun. And again, here comes the motion. It'll be a handoff, and he wanted to throw it. Hill, and Hill is going to be wrapped up in the backfield.
Great, great backdoor pursuit by Noah Staten. What a play. He came all the way from the backside and or left of the offensive set to make that play on a sweep right. They again, as you described it, they thought about it. They sort of looked like they were going to throw the football. There was no options downfield. Great coverage by the secondary and excellent pursuit by the caveman defense.
The play loses 9 yards. And as you said, Noah Staten with the tackle. He had been their leading tackler for the first three games of the season. Then he was overtaken by Derek Dawson, who had 11 tackles last week against Adams.
But, great ball game, yeah.
Yeah, Noah Staten back in the tackle column, and there's the dive to Harness. Harness across the 50 by the waist. He's drugged down as he gets it up to the Clay 48.
Jaden Ripple on the tackle.
You always like if you're the Keith Kinder co-offensive coordinator who you talked to in the pregame.
Right.
I had the privilege of covering his games in my radio days over in Elkhart County. as he led Jimtown to a lot of wins, a lot of conference championships, and a nice run in the state tournament. He was quite a competitor, great quarterback.
Pickup of 7 by Harness. Shively wants to throw after a play action. Dumps it underneath, and it's going to be caught. Kalen Beck up inside the 15-yard line.
Great job by Kalen Beck. First of all, pinning his defender to the outside right. There was no defender on the left side if you're looking at it off from the offensive set. And Kalen Beck had an opening that you could have probably driven two of the yellow school buses parked in the north end zone. You could have driven them both side by side. There was a huge hole. Fortunately for Clay, Ashton Smith came up with the tackle.
And they set it up with a play action pass, and Kalen Beck picks up 33 yards on that pass play. Here's Harness on the dive. Harness stumbles across a couple of tacklers and picks up close to 5 yards. They will give him 4. As they mark him down at the 11, it looks like.
Just outside the 11. They're going to mark it at the 12. Yep, between the hash marks.
So a pickup of 3 makes it 2nd down and 7 for the Cavemen. They lead 6-0. And again, Sam Shively taking his time before getting under center. 3:45 to play in the first quarter. Some motion. He was looking to hand off. There was nobody there. Shively keeps it himself, and he scampers into the end zone for a touchdown on the busted play. Shively from 12 yards away. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
Can you say ad lib? Good job by Sam Shively not panicking as he picks up his 2nd TD of the evening. That one, a 12-yard scamper. That didn't take long. 4-play drive. Cavemen bust up by a 12-0 count.
So Shively for the 3rd week in a row with 2 touchdown runs in a game. And they will line up to go for 2 after missing the kick after their first touchdown. It is now 12-0. Trying for 2 here. Shively up under center. Evans in motion. Toss goes to Evans to the right. He'll cut it back inside. Evans at the goal line. Stood up. They'll hold him out. And Clay will hold on the 2-point drive.
Good job by the Colonials in that linebacking core and secondary coming up to really help out as the Cavemen try to really spread to the wide side of the field. Use their 2 receiver set for blockers out there, but they just couldn't get that angle they needed. And Evans will stop literally just short of the goal line.
So with 3:37 to play in the first quarter, Clay trailing Mishawaka, 12-0. Sam Shively with a couple of Cavemen touchdown runs, quick timeout, then back with another kickoff on WSBT. After kicking the ball out of bounds a couple of times in the first couple of kickoffs, Mishawaka gets a touchback on their 3rd kickoff of the night. The Cavemen lead Mishawaka 12-0 after a pair of Sam Shively first quarter touchdown runs. 3:37 to play in the first quarter, and we owe you a Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first down. We missed a couple, I think, that last time because the action happened so fast.
You were mesmerized by that caveman efficiency.
Oh my goodness,
what a tackle.
Clothesline tackle
Derek onto Dawson.
Corey Gordon. Derek Dawson got him, and it's going to be a pickup of just 2 yards.
Mike Bresky crediting Noah State. I know State was there. I thought Dawson cuffed him and put him to the turf. And I can also tell you that Ryan Watt was in the neighborhood. Or check that, not Watt, but it was number 90, Ryan Sterrett, rather. But, wow, what a hit.
It'll be Rodriguez from the shotgun. And in the backfield is Gordon once again. Some motion, and Rodriguez with a play fake. Now
wide open.
Fires it right over the middle. It's going to be caught up near the 30-yard line.
Rodriguez pass.
The pass is complete to Jackson Jones, the sophomore, who is also their kicker. He gets the reception up to the 30-yard line, a pickup of 8.
Cavemen were in a zone defensive look, kind of a big bubble or a circle, if you will, in that secondary. There was a huge opening that the Colonials found on the offensive pass game. Tackle there made by Isaiah Evans. Bryce McDonald on the assist, but that's a big first down for the Colonials of Clay. They're on the march.
Rodriguez from the shotgun with the play fake. Keeps it himself and now pitches at the last minute after getting hit. Hill spins and jukes and jives, and finally, after a pickup of 2 yards, goes down. He had some nice little bounce moves in there as he got away from a couple defenders, but finally, he was swarmed by Maroon.
I don't know who hit who or how Tommy Frehling was hit, but he was literally thrown like he was ejected out of a car seat in that backfield as he made contact with one of the Clay blockers and got thrown literally into the Clay backfield by about 5 yards. But how about that effort by DeJohn Hill? Hill on that run, third, four, five efforts to get free. He worked very hard for those 3 yards.
First and 10. Rodriguez wants to throw, has a man on the far side, and it's going to be broken up. It falls short.
And falling short was Bryce McDonald. Not a huge breeze, but just enough of a breeze that I think on that throw, Rodriguez's throw kind of got pinned up in the wind a bit, and as McDonald came back towards the ball, he lost his footing and crashed and burned about 3 yards short of the football, and there was nobody around it for either a reception or interception.
Jackson Jones for Clay had his man beat on that far sideline, but as you said, it kind of got hung up there in the wind and
just kind of hit the wall of wind there. Yep. Not that it's at a gale, but the effect was still the same.
Third and 7 Clay from its own 33-yard line, and boy, Keith Kinder was right. I mean, this option is not like your typical option. Back to throw is Rodriguez. He fires it deep and over the middle.
Picked
That's going to be intercepted. Jimenez has it. Jimenez coming to the near side. Across midfield. Gets a block. Across the 40. Across the 35 and knocked out of bounds short of the 30-yard line.
Ethan Fowler, great, great block for Jimenez, who had the pick, had 10 returned, added 15 thanks to Fowler's block. And that was just a very efficient play. Didn't try to do anything fancy, made sure he had the football. And Jimenez with his first INT of the season.
So Clay trying to throw long a couple of times, well underthrown both times by Quinton Rodriguez, who will stay in and play safety.
That's just the second pick for the Cavemen this year. Certainly the first one was a mighty big one, Aaron Lacoises in that touchdown and game saver against Portage on opening week.
Blake Brown is in at fullback with the Cavemen leading 12-0 already. Sam Shively back to throw. Far side, he's looking up there for Taylor. Oh. It's going to be broken up, though, inside the 5-yard line by Clay. Omari Beecham was back there and broke that up with Bradley Taylor trying to get behind him on the far side.
That was a well-thrown ball, kind of hung up there just a bit, but that was a great effort by both quarterback and certainly receiver.
So the breakup by Omari Beecham, the 6-foot senior, and it will again be Blake Brown of the backfield. C.J. Fisher is split out to the left. Donovan Snyder is the left halfback, and time is called by Clay. So a second and 10 coming up and 1:18 to play here in the first quarter. Mishawaka on top 12-0. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. So after the timeout by Clay, it's going to be second down and 10 for Mishawaka at the Clay 32-yard line after an incompletion on first down. Blake Brown is the fullback. Behind Shively, Brown takes a handoff, goes left. Brown puts his shoulder down as he crosses the 25-yard line where he's brought down.
Martin Beecham on the tackle.
Beecham did a great job of dropping his shoulder, keeping his legs strong, dug in, and did not allow Brown to have any forward progress after contact. And there was a pretty good collision between offensive player and defensive player right there.
That play picked up 9 yards, and now we have an official's timeout.
While the officials sort things out, Sean, we can update fans and let them know over at Father Blyfield in downtown South Bend. NIC clash between South Bend St. Joe. The Indians hosting Elkhart Central. The Blazers and Tribe, they are scoreless after one. Ironically, those are the next two opponents for this Mishawaka program. They'll be at Elkhart Central's Rice Field next week, and in 2 weeks, downtown South Bend against the Indians.
We're under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 12-0 Mishawaka. And
Brown
takes the dive again and gets across the 20 for a first down, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. To the 20-yard line, he picked up 3. Well, after last week, you know, we were faked out a couple times there.
Yes.
In overtime, kind of have to make sure who has the ball.
I'm faked out by jersey numbers, I'll just say that.
I'll tell you that, but that's It's very true. Motion by Snyder. Snyder takes the toss and goes right. He'll be stopped in the backfield, though, by the Colonials. Keith Kenner told me an interesting story about him. He said that he and Sam Shively were kind of locked in the quarterback duel for who was going to be the starter coming into the season. Shively ultimately won the job, obviously, but Snyder has kind of been their jack of all trades. He's played some split end this year, and he's also filled in there at a halfback quite a bit. That's where he was on that play there. The first quarter comes to a close with Mishawaka leading Clay 12-0. That play lost 4 yards. It'll be second and 14 when the second quarter begins. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football, presented by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience on WSBT. For the toss to the left goes to Cameron Kalenbeck, and Kalenbeck will get inside the 15-yard line. Let's see where they mark him.
Ready? Repeat after me. Alex Faulkner. What a block. Holy moly.
Yep.
Did he pancake somebody there? You like all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast.
That's right.
Wow. What a hit. Big free up. Good tackle, though, by the Clay defender, Jaden Riffle, senior linebacker, coming up with a good hustling tackle.
Kalenbeck picks up 11 yards. To the Clay 13. It'll be third down and 3, Cavemen, leading 12-0 here at the start of the second quarter. Blake Brown is the fullback. Sam Shively, the quarterback. Shively with a dive to Blake Brown. Brown close to first down yardage. He might be a little bit short. I think he is.
I think he got about half of the needed three, about a yard and a half on that. It'll be an interesting fourth down call just underway here in period number two. Certainly, Cavemen are not in a punting situation. They will no doubt go for it here.
Isaiah Evans.
And they like to go forward on fourth down.
Yep, Isaiah, especially this part of the field. I mean, Isaiah Evans comes on. They are 9 of 11 on fourth down this season, are the Cavemen.
81%+. That's a pretty darn good percentage. And the Cavemen have had good numbers like that over the recent history.
And they're going to go with a full house backfield now, and the handoff goes to Evans. Evans will cross the 10 and pick up the first down. They went with Brown as the fullback, and then the halfbacks, instead of out there on the wings at the sides of the line like they usually are, in that wishbone look right behind the fullback.
We've also seen that formation, or one very, very similar to that, on two-point conversion attempts. If you recall earlier, I believe in the either Portage or Marist game, and after a while they all start running together. I'm just saying, when you get to be my age. But also, last year, if you recall, off defense, Kevin Banks would come in and carry the ball in those similar situations.
They're going to go with that same formation with Evans and Kalenbeck behind Brown, and a fumble on the play, and Shively has to fall on it. The play will lose a yard. It's going to be second down and goal for the Cavemen coming up at the 11.
Shively fortunate his hands were quicker than Jackson Jones's. Otherwise, it would have been a turnover, and this is not where you want a turnover. Cavemen coming into this game had fumbled the ball 8 times. That's the 9th time on the season. They lost 3, but fortunately keep the ball. But it's second and goal now from the 12.
Yep, and they actually did lose 2 on that, and they're going to go with their more traditional look now with just Brown as the fullback. They put receivers on either side, and the halfbacks are on the wings now. Second and goal at the 12 for the Cavemen. They lead 12-0 here on the second quarter. Motion and the fake dive as Shively keeps it and tries to follow the fullback. He'll pick up a couple of yards, but it's going to be third and long, third and goal long at the 9.
Number 54, first time we've called Noah Horbin's name tonight. 5'10", 165-pound 11th grader. Coming up with a pretty nifty tackle. If he doesn't make the stop, I think Shively's in the end zone.
So it's third and goal from about the 8.5-yard line. Fake toss out to the left. Shively keeps it himself. Man in front of him cuts it back into the middle of the field after going right. Touchdown, Mishawaka. The third of the night for Shively.
Early night for the hat trick for Caveman quarterback Sam Shively. The junior that time used a little finesse as he spun out of some trouble in the backfield and then cut to the right, and then just with a really nifty cut towards the middle where the blockers had done their job, he faked Colonial defender Jaden Riffle right out of his boots and waltzed in for the final 5 yards. And The caveman looking for a PAT here with an 18-0 lead.
So they will try to kick. It is 18-0 after Shively's third touchdown of the night. And before the kick is officially away, we have a whistle and a flag on the field. It's going to be a procedure against the cavemen, so they will have to kick it a little bit longer. Shively came into the night with four touchdown runs all season. He has three here in the first half tonight after scoring two last week against Adams and two the previous week as well against Chicago Marist.
Like a field goal try now.
It is up and it is good.
Nice kick.
So that makes it 19-0. Let's take a timeout. We come back, another kickoff. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. Kickoff coming from Mishawaka. The Caveman lead 19-0. Dejon Hill back deep at his own 7-yard line. Hill comes to the middle, down to the near side, reverses field, and cuts back to the right, nearly falls down, gets a block across the 20, 25, 30.
Penalty
flags. Flags all over the field as Hill is brought down at the 32. This will come back, though.
It's coming way back.
When you've got that many cutbacks and you see guys getting blocked like that, you know that somebody's getting blocked in the back.
It was laundry night at Steel Stadium.
That's
there
right.
Were a lot of yellow hankies.
That's right.
Speaking of Steel Stadium, tonight we'll have homecoming, so certainly a extended halftime, a 20-minute half. Stay tuned. I know Matt Embry, a part of that half, will keep us updated on high school football scores around the area. Other NIC games include Penn tonight, home against Adams. We mentioned St. Joe and Elkhart Central scored us after one. Jimtown hosting Mishawaka Marion. That could be intriguing. Riley is at Washington. How about the Wildcats? They're playing really well. New Prairie is at Bremen. Glenn's at Knox, to name just a few.
Penalty's going to take it all the way back to the 10-yard line for the Colonials. So it'll be first and 10 at their own 10. Trailing Mishawaka 19-0, 8:22 to play here in the first half. Quentin Rodriguez is the quarterback from the shotgun. Behind him is DeCorey Gordon, and pressure right up the middle, and
Tommy
nobody
Fraling.
Going anywhere.
Wow. Fraling was the one who got hit on the penalty, the first of the 47 hankies that were thrown on the kick return. But that time, Fraling, I think, was still kind of in a bad mood from getting taken out on that illegal block. And he was the first man to greet the Colonial rusher and stop him for no gain. In fact, a loss of about a half a yard on the play.
It does. Back to the 9. It'll be second down and 11. 7:45 to play here in the first half. Rodriguez this time will come up under center. And he fumbles the snap, and that might be recovered by Mishawaka. It is Mishawaka football.
Yep.
So a fumbled snap. Quinton Gordon was in the backfield, didn't even get to get that out because Quinton Rodriguez, the center, and again, he's usually in that shotgun, but he came up under center, couldn't handle the snap, and now excellent field position for Mishawaka.
Hang a star on the fumble recovery by Gavin Hoskins, number 63 in the maroon jersey, 5'10", 210-pound senior. Defensive lineman coming up with the big play and certainly the fumble recovery, and this really, with Mishawaka leading 19-0, 7:31 before the break, puts them in a great position. First and goal to go from the 9, and they can really take control of this football game here.
That's got a chance to be your crunchers, crunching tackle of the game at the end of the game, I would have to say. 19-0, Mishawaka on top, and now looking for more. First and goal at the 9-yard line. Handoff goes to Harness. Harness doesn't want to go down. Shy of the 5-yard line. Let's see where they spot him. Harness finally wrestled backwards after picking up 3 yards to the Clay 6.
Adam Sidlowski on the tackle.
Shively, who has 3 touchdown runs already here in the first half, comes up under center, under 7 to play in the second quarter. They let the play clock wind down as far as possible. Harness, the fullback, down in the 3-point stance. Handoff goes to Harness, right through traffic. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
I'm not sure anybody touched him, Sean.
I think you're probably right about that. Chris Harness with a 6-yard touchdown run to make it 25-0 with an extra point still coming.
Harness with that score, his fifth TD of the season, and that rushing play with him averaging at 6.4 yards per carry, certainly right near his average, but just a very efficient offensive line is doing a great job coming off the ball. And I know earlier this week there was a great article about the boys in the trenches for the K-Men. We'll talk about that later.
C.J. Fisher to hold. The snap is there. The kick is on the way. And it is good from Patton Snyder.
Great hold by Fisher. Otherwise, that is a no point. That was a miss. That was a great hold.
26-0. Mishawaka on top of Clay here in the first half. We'll take a quick timeout and then back with the kickoff on WSBT. Dejon Hill looking for another highlight on his kickoff return. Started off to the right and then reversed his field and came back to the left. He probably ran 50 yards to get about 8 out of that. And the Colonials will start at their own 14-yard line.
Special teams with excellent pursuit. Good job of staying in their lanes. And first, Tommy Frayling had a swing and a miss with a ankle tackle that just came up empty, but certainly flushed him into the danger zone as he reversed, the runner reversed back to the near left side. C.J. Fisher, who had a great hold on that PAT, was there with a really nice tackle.
First and 10 at the 13 for the Colonials. Rodriguez is under center. He hands it off to Gordon. Gordon trying to work through the middle of that Mishawaka defense, not getting much out of it, though. A pickup of a couple of yards for Ja'Cory Gordon.
Looks like Mr. Steady, Noah State, up from the bottom of the pile. You know, I tell you, and you've got to give this kid defensively a whole lot of credit because he is the marked man, really the true man with experience back on the defense. And this year, he leads the team with 25 solo tackles, has 16 assists, overall 33 tackle points. He's leading the team with tackles for loss yardage with a total of 4. Some impressive numbers, especially when you're the marked man on the defense.
Yep. Offsides, he was the only returning starter from a season ago. Offsides on the Cavemen. It was second down and 8. It'll make it second and much more manageable 3 for the Colonials. Mishawaka leads 26-0, though, with 5:44 to play here in the first half.
Tyler Rux rotates in now on the defensive end position on the right side after that penalty.
Toss goes to Hill, and again, a whistle and a stop of the clock.
Hold everything. I did not see a hanky come down, but somewhere, somehow, there was a penalty against the Colonials.
So it'll be a procedure on the Colonials, and that'll move them right back, and it'll be second and 8 anyway.
Scoreboard update for you from TCU Freed Field over at Penn High School. The Kingsmen, late second quarter, lead South Bend John Adams. That score is 21-0. Elsewhere over to the Northern Lakes Conference, Concord Goshen were scoreless late first quarter, and Northridge at the end of one leads at Warsaw. Raiders up there 7-0.
Rodriguez under center gives it to Gordon. Gordon breaks a tackle and manages to slip all the way up to the 25-yard line. He'll have a first down for Clay.
Nice job by Isaiah Evans putting the anchor down and stopping the runner dead in his tracks. Assist to Matthew Atkinson, another senior on defense. They team up for that tackle, but not before a Colonial first down.
We head for 5 minutes to play here in the first half. 26-0. Mishawaka on homecoming night. They will send out the homecoming court at halftime.
You know, Sean, I just realized the lights are not on yet.
I've been looking at that myself. And
saving
the
electricity.
Sun is obviously setting. Yeah, I thought that. Handoff goes to Gordon. Gordon to the left. Gordon will pick up a couple of yards before being brought down. Staten is over there once again, as is Derek Dawson. Those two guys have been all over the place coming into the game. Dawson, a team high 34 and a half tackles, and Staten with 33. And as I mentioned, Staten, the first three games, led the Cavemen in tackles. He had 7.5 last week against Adams. Dawson had 11 against the Eagles last week. There come the lights.
Maybe they heard the broadcast. Somebody should turn those on.
Lights. Shotgun, and Rodriguez fires it out, and he fires it high and incomplete to the right side. Overshot.
Rodriguez pass.
His intended target, and that was that.
Jackson Jones. Third down, 7.
Right now, as we're at the 4-minute mark here, Sean, before halftime, and Mishawaka right now in the driver's seat, leading Clay 26-0. Certainly, Clay probably wondering, wow, what do we need to do? But certainly, a nice sustained drive right here, getting on the scoreboard would be a great thing for them, giving them some momentum going to the locker room on the other side. If you're Bart Curtis, you want nothing of that. You want your defense to stay aggressive, keep that goose egg on the scoreboard.
Pitch will be on the ground, intended for Hill. Quentin Nelson rolled out to the right side. He pitched it back to Dejon Hill. It's going to be a big loss for the Colonials, and they will have to punt from deep in their own territory. That just blew up on them. Nelson, on the pitch, left it out in front of Hill. He had no chance to get it. Clay loses 10 yards, and Clay will punt from its own 18.
That looked like a hot potato that nobody wanted a part of.
The punt for Clay low in line drive, and it skids out of bounds on the far side of the field, and just as it got to the 35-yard line.
Sophomore Joe Willis in on special teams right there, broke through, put some pressure on that punter. I don't know if he saw Willis coming or not, but certainly that was not a punt that you're going to put on any type of film to talk about how to do it. That was not a good kick.
So with Clay on top, 26-0, Clay on top, with Mishawaka on top of Clay.
Yeah, you had some fans on the radio go, what?
Yeah, I know. How'd that happen? From the 35-yard line, Mishawaka on top of Clay, 26-0, 3:16 to play here in the first. A little fake pitch. Shively throws it deep down the middle of the field. Oh. Open it off the fingertips of Kalen Beck.
Just barely overthrown. That was a nice pattern, and Kalen Beck ran by his one defender and had about 2 yards on him, but that ball just maybe a half yard overthrown, but just a great play. Just could not connect.
So it'll bring up second down and 10, and it stops the clock with 3:08 to play in the first half. Mishawaka used a play action earlier, and they got that long pass play of 33 yards in the first quarter. Second down and 10 from the 35. Blake Brown takes the hand up. Brown bounces outside toward the sideline inside the 20. He'll be knocked out of bounds after picking up a first down, sponsored by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Ashton Smith ran him out of bounds on that far sideline along the Colonial side of the field. And right now, Mishawaka is doing just about anything they want to do offensively. Really, really good balance. Lots of kids touching the ball. But in the process, they're making good decisions. And Sam Shively really engineering a good ball game.
Brown, who had 36 total yards coming into this game with a 16-yard run on that play. In the backfield once again behind Shively, who's back to throw. Passes it out to the right. It's going to be caught and tackled at the 16-yard line.
Brody Robinette on the catch for Mishawaka High.
Murray beats him on the tackle.
And for Robinette, that'll be his first catch of the season. The 5'10 junior picks up 4 yards on that play as the pass gets the caveman to the 15-yard line, where it's second down and 6 with 2:33 to play in the first half. Shively, the quarterback. Brown, the fullback. Kalen Beck on the near side, and a handoff goes Brown right up the middle. And I was faked out by that. I couldn't see you at it for a second, but Brown ended up with it, and he's tackled just short of the goal line.
That was one of the best efforts on the carry right there by Blake Brown. Just purely drug 1, 2, and 3 defenders in white jerseys along with him, and came up just short of the goal line. First and goal from the Colonial 2 with 2 minutes and change left here in the first half.
First down again from Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, and a timeout is taken by Clay.
Timeout, Clay.
Minute 58 to play in the first half, 26-0. Mishawaka on top. Let's take a 30-second timeout. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. Mishawaka at the 2-yard line. The Cavemen leading Clay, 26-0 with a minute 58 to play in the first half. They've done just about everything they want, Brian.
Cheer that student body.
I did not.
They were really in tune. Good journey. Some good journey tunes there.
Well, that's good. Sometimes you never know what you're going to get with some of that.
You never know. A spirited bunch of Caveman fans here tonight on homecoming.
So it's first and goal at the 2. And Blake Brown, touchdown, Mishawaka.
Untouched, just like Chris Harness about 5 minutes ago.
That is Brown's second touchdown run in as many weeks. He had 4 carries for 18 yards, including an 11-yard touchdown run last week in the overtime win over Adams. A touchdown here from 2 yards away makes it 32-0. Another extra point kick is coming as we await the snap. There it is.
Ryan Watt.
Snyder. Oh, it is Ryan Watt that time, isn't
it? Ryan Watt.
Watt drills it through to make it 33-0. Cavemen. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football, brought to you by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT.
On 96.1 FM WSBT.
Mishawaka gets set to kick off, leading Clay 33-0, a minute 55 to play in the first half. Dejon Hill is back deep once again. He takes the end over kick at the 9-yard line. Hill goes to the right. Stops with a little juke once again. Keeps his juke as he crosses the 20. I tell you what, he's got some moves back there. Not a lot of blocking up there in front of him. Clay has got some players. They're not the biggest guys in the world, but they don't have a really big roster, though, either, Brian.
No,
this is
don't.
The smallest roster we've seen of any team Clay has played this season.
Good coverage on that. Mishawaka defensive special teams, Matthew Atkinson, Bryce McDonald, both in the neighborhood. We mentioned Joseph Willis earlier on one really nice play. He was in the neighborhood as well. So Caveman not slowing down, not losing their aggressive edge despite their big lead at 33-0.
Quentin Gordon is going to be the tailback. Fake handoff by Rodriguez. The quarterback keeps it himself, crosses the 30, and he's going to be close to first down yardage on the far sideline.
He got thumped pretty good.
He did pick up 11 yards, so it'll be a Colonial first down.
Devin Jimenez, Gavin Hoskins, both in the neighborhood for the tackle for Mishawaka. But again, a Colonial first down moves the chains, but right now Clay's fighting the scoreboard and the clock with just 90 ticks before halftime.
33-0 Mishawaka. Two receivers come out to the left side for Clay. Two out to the right, including Adam Zaglowski. Rodriguez keeps it himself again, and he's
going to
be
tackle.
Tackled in the backfield by Noah State.
State just absolutely like a rocket shot through the middle of that offensive line. Shredded off one wannabe blocker and took care of business for a loss in the play of about 5, maybe 6 yards. We'll call it actually about 4 yard loss. It's called second and 14 with 50 seconds before intermission.
They mark it back at the 29 yard line. And Clay might just do well just to hand it off and take a dive up the middle and head for the locker room. They do hand it off up the middle. It is Gordon. Gordon will cross the 30 to the 31. Where Gavin Hoskins brings him down.
Yeah, right now the biggest thing for South Bend Clay, if you're Will Porter and his group and his staff and kids in his first year. You cannot let your kids get down. I know it's probably some folks might think that's impossible, but you've got to take little victories right now, and they've got to come out and fight in the second half. But this first half has been awfully impressive. 24 minutes of dominance by Mishawaka, and there is the horn for the first half to end.
They will not get off a snap at the end of the first half, and the halftime lead for the Cavemen is 33-0. Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSBT is powered by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. Also presented by School City of Mishawaka, the Mishawaka Education Foundation, Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, Thor Industries, Sonic Drive-In, Kurt Outdoor Living, Rossini Pizza, Zolman Tire and Auto, Jace Cruncher's Potato Chips, Food Bank of Northern Indiana, and Bonnie Doon Drive-In, among our other sponsors as well. The Mishawaka Education Foundation show is coming up. Dean Huppert has a halftime interview for you on the way. It is homecoming night here at Mishawaka, so we'll have homecoming festivities coming up in a little bit. Matt Embry from the studio will get you caught up on all the scores around the area as well. 33-0, Mishawaka on top of Clay here at the half. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSBT. We prepare to begin the second half. Clay will be kicking off, moving right to left. Mishawaka, the deep men, C.J. Fisher and Donovan Snyder.
You know, there were two stats we didn't get to at half.
What's that?
The two most important stats. Cubs beat the Cardinals 8-2. And
there you go.
Homecoming court. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful group of young men and ladies. Congratulations, Sidney Kemp. Proud to say one of my softball seniors. The Queen and Isaiah Evans, who's had a pretty good night on the football side of things. He was the king.
I always think it's cool because, you know, some schools don't let the players be part of the court. I saw Alex Faulkner out there, and I think there's one other player, too.
Chris Ward.
Chris Ward, thank you.
Yep. All great kids. All great kids. I was also quite proud. My stepdaughter, Cassidy Chalberg, was out there tonight, one of the young ladies, and my son, Aaron.
Snyder Miller. Takes the kickoff at the 11. Now he's across the 30. Still on his feet at the 45.
Little go.
Coming
little
toward
go.
Midfield. He'll be caught from behind, but not before he gets into Clay territory.
Just needed another half inch or two, and he would have had the distance. Great, great return there by Donovan Snyder.
So Snyder, who started all the way back at his own 11-yard line, moves it up to the 47 of Clay.
You know, he doesn't play like a sophomore, Sean.
No, you're right.
He does a lot of really, really good things, and it seems like he's a very heady football player despite being just a 10th grader.
5'10" and 155 pounds is Donovan Snyder. He'll be wide to the left with Bradley Taylor wide to the right. Evans and Kalen Beck are the halfbacks. Chris Harness is the fullback. Shively fakes the dive, keeps it himself, goes right, now cuts it back to the middle of the field. Shively across the, well, not quite at the 25. Now he's across the 25. He ran down the 25 for about 20 yards, and now down inside the 20-yard line goes Shively.
Shively actually ran 79 yards. However, it was mostly east and west, not the north and south variety that he needed, but what a nice run.
All the way down to the 13-yard line, a pickup of 34, and I think you're right. He probably ran at least 79, if not 85 yards on that play.
Certainly sets the Cavemen up in great position with this 33-0 lead to, you know, keep the momentum, not letting having any letdowns or not let Clay sneak back into this ball game, maintaining focus.
And Mishawaka, every play now is going to let that play clock wind down before taking the snap. It is at 5 seconds. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. The handoff went to Harness straight up the middle. Harness inside the 10.
Okay, Chris Harness, we saw him simply dominate a couple of games earlier this year. He's obviously not had the ball in his hands as many times, but, you know, it doesn't matter if he gets the ball four straight runs or once every 10 runs. Kid runs hard. Kid runs really hard, and he is really seen so much improvement over this last year.
Second and 3, Mishawaka at the Clay 6-yard line, already leading 13-0. Shively comes up under center. He will keep it himself after faking the dive. Shively into the end zone for the fourth time tonight. Touchdown, Mishawaka from 6 yards away.
Boys in the trenches are doing just an absolutely magnificent job. Earlier this week, Tom Noy had a great article in the South Bend Tribune talking about the guys that don't necessarily get all of the accolades and all the notoriety. Certainly Alex Faulkner has done so, and with his future going to West Point, he's the leader of that offensive core, but some really great kids.
Watt kicks the extra point through the uprights. That makes it 40-0 Mishawaka as they march right down promptly and score the touchdown on their opening drive of the second half. The big play, the 34-yard run on the keeper by Shively. 40-0. Mishawaka on top of Clay. 10:21 to play in the third. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. Dejon Hill returns the kickoff for Clay. Probably should have just let it go into the end zone. He was at his own 1 yard line, and he comes out to the 10 before he's tackled by Noah Staten. So Clay already buried in a big hole on the scoreboard, 40-0. Now starts out, and they'll actually give him the 11 yard line on that return.
Caveman still playing hard, and Noah Staten was a perfect example of that on that special teams play.
Rodriguez, the quarterback from the shotgun, hands it off to Gordon. Gordon slips through one tackle, worms his way forward up to the 15-yard line.
Derek Dawson. A lot of gang tackling going on there. Derek Dawson credited with the stop, getting up from the bottom of the pile, had the runner by the ankle. Sean, a couple of score updates for you. First from the Northern Indiana Conference. Northern Division, Penn at home, halftime leading South Bend Adams, 35-0 as we have an injured Colonial down on the field. Up another update, New Prairie into the third period down at Don J. Bungie Field, lead the Bremen Lions, 27-13, recapping a couple of scores that Matt had earlier during our halftime report. St. Joe at the break leads Elkhart Central, 24-0. That was after a scoreless first quarter play. Speaking of scoreless, Marion Jimtown 0-0 over Bago Township. Last report, Washington led Riley 7-6. Those are a couple of scores from the NIC. Northern Lakes Conference, Plymouth 14. Elkhart Memorial no score just before half. Northwood leading Wawa C down at Jim Andrews Field. 19-0 down in Napanee. Goshen and Concord duking it out over in the Maple City. The Minutemen leading the Redhawks 14-7 at the break. And down in Warsaw, Northridge one better than Warsaw. It's the Raiders 7 and the Tigers 6 nearing half. And not good news when you'll see a couple athletic trainers heading out, and they're back right around the 6 or 7 yard line. Matt, take a look at one of the Colonials.
It's Juan Galindo, who is down, an offensive lineman, 5'8", 240 pounds. And Galindo has finally helped up to his feet. The Clay trainers were out there. Some paramedics came out. The Mishawaka trainers were coming out as well. He is standing up, but he's still not walking yet. He is just standing and being held up by a couple of guys on the Clay staff. Now he's trying to take some snaps, and boy, it does not look great for him. He is
right leg
barely able to move.
Yeah, right leg injury. It certainly looks that way from the way he is favoring that, heading off to the far sideline.
I'm kind of surprised that Clay doesn't send out a couple
larger
O-line teammates
larger
to kind of help him out over
larger
there.
Larger and taller individuals
right.
That act as human crutches, yes. Yeah, in particular, when the injured player, Juan Galindo, again, 5'8", 240, pretty good-sized kid, going to need some help.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's in a lot of pain. We certainly hope that things improve quickly for him, either here tonight or certainly before next week's action.
I'm told he's one of those guys who has a lot of heart, and obviously Clay guys need it this year with what they're having. The fact that they're still out there duking it out is a testament in itself to them, the way things have gone for them this year. So Galindo is helped off the field with his team down 40-0. The clock starts back up again. It's going to be down in 6 Clay at its own 15.
Junior Peyton Mock will step in at that offensive guard position and have his hands full.
Handoff goes to Gordon. Gordon up to the line of scrimmage. Not much more. He might even be stopped for a loss. Let's see where his progress goes. He is gang tackled in there by the Cavemen.
A good pursuit by the Mishawaka defense right there.
Gavin Hoskins got off that bottom of the pile once again. It will be no gain. It'll be third and six again at the 15-yard line for Clay.
Well, you hit the road next week. You'll see Elkhart Central and going over to cover football at one of my favorite places to watch gridiron action. And what a historical place, Rice Field, on the campus of Elkhart Central. I am envious that I'm not working with you. Bove gets to go with you next week.
7 o'clock next week, and the jet sweep handoff comes and goes right back up the middle. Ashton Smith. Smith will cross the 25 for first down yardage.
K-man tackle. Eric Vargo among the defenders in on the hit.
He picks up 10. They mark him right at the 25-yard line. So Ashton Smith is one of their top receivers, getting the jet sweep run that time. He came in motion from the right side and took the handoff. First and 10, Clay at its own 25. They trail 40 to nothing with 8.5 minutes to play here in the third. Quentin Rodriguez, the quarterback, comes up under center. He calls his receivers in to the wings. Gordon is behind him in the backfield. He will take the handoff. Will Gordon. Now the ball is knocked out of there, it looks like. They were kind of looked like they were chasing it around. It's going to be recovered by Mishawaka.
Did not see who actually recovered the football.
Either. They kind of popped up so quickly, I wasn't really sure.
But based, based upon the high fives and head pats on the sideline here, Joseph Willis, I do believe, a sophomore. 5 foot, 875-pound linebacker coming up with that fumble recovery, and certainly his caveman in the maroon and white here tonight in the driver's seat, up 40 to nothing, just about 8 minutes to go third quarter, and I think you're going to see the cavemen dip into their depth chart right now, including behind center.
Yep, we're going to have a new quarterback. Josh Gill will be the quarterback, a 5'8 sophomore, and a whistle and a procedure on Mishawaka before the snap.
Oh, and you have a little change of the guard, just a little different sound behind center, a little different change in cadence and rhythm.
Got a score from Northwood and Wawasee. Northwood leading 18 to nothing at halftime.
Well, we had 19 nothing a little while ago, so maybe they got penalized for an extra point or what? Who knows?
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Panthers got knocked off by Concord a couple of weeks ago. And
second and 15, Clay. Blake Brown takes the handoff, and he'll move the pile back up to the 25. So they'll just about get back what they lost in the penalty. They'll pick up 4 yards, though.
Caveman going a little deeper into the depth chart right now. You see Wyatt Sellers, an offensive lineman, as a sophomore, and senior Jeremiah McGee in the lineup on the right side of that O-line.
Motion, and the toss
fumble.
Is on the ground. Falling on it is Colin Free. The pitch went a little bit too far by Joshua Gill, and they're going to lose big yards that time, Will the Caveman.
Fee with a very headsy play, because a lot of time kids want to pick it up and run and be a hero or pick up some yardage and make up for the mistake. Wisely just fell on the football, maintained the possession. I don't know how many plays that the Cavemen have in their playbook on 3rd and 22, probably not many, but they have possession, and they are in the driver's seat here up 40-zip.
It is 3rd down, and there's Blake Brown on the dive. Blake back Brown up the middle. Doesn't pick up a ton. He got a little bit of it back. It is going to be 4th down. And they get it up to the 29-yard line.
You know, I kind of touched on this just before we went to break before kickoff of the third quarter, but you know, all the work you put in, and all the time in the weight room and the practices and the time, and this is where the kids that maybe are the role players, is this is where they're rewarded. Right now, this is like Super Bowl Sunday for them, to get the playing time on a Friday night, under the lights, conference game, homecoming game, and they're not going to lay back. They're going right at it.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. at all. And kind of a little mix-up there on that handoff as Blake Brown took the handoff on fourth down. He picks up just 2 yards, and Mishawaka will turn it over on downs.
Also good to see Davis O'Donnell getting some reps in there, another senior offensive lineman on the depth chart. But the cavemen on downs will settle back in on defense. Tell you one other thing tonight with this Mishawaka defense that they have been prone to have difficulties with in this first 4 games, 2 up, 2 down as far as their win-loss record, is giving up big plays. They have given up 23 big plays of 20 yards or more compared to their offense having got 11 big plays of 20 yards plus. And certainly they've held Clay in check, and I know that's a big focus point going through the rest of the year.
On first down, Rodriguez keeps it himself. Now he pitches out to the left to Smith. Smith is stuck near the near sideline. It looked like C.J. Fisher got up there with a big hit.
Fisher with a nice play. Yeah, that was a gutsy pitch because there were a lot of maroon jerseys right in the grill of that Colonial quarterback and waited to the very last second. That could have been disaster if they do not make connection because it's probably an defensive fumble recovery for score. But Clay still working hard, going about their business. I know right now it's got to be tough. You're standing 0-4, you're here in week 5, you're getting spanked on the road 40-0. But brighter days are ahead if you're a Colonial fan.
4:45 to play in the third quarter with Clay leading 40-0. Second and 10, Clay from its own 27. Play fake by Rodriguez. Fires it up over the middle.
Great
and it's going to be caught by Clay inside Mishawaka territory. Smith went up and got it.
Derek Dawson, C.J. Fisher in the neighborhood on the defensive side, but just as I had the words about big plays, not giving up big plays, I'd maybe jinx the caveman defense just a bit because they give up a really big play out past midfield to the caveman 48. That's a well-thrown ball.
It was
a good route by the receiver to come back to the ball and get in a position where he could get both hands on it and make the catch.
Pickup of 26 yards, first and 10 at the 48. Quentin Rodriguez again from the shotgun. Here comes Motion Hill now. They do the reverse. Here comes Smith to the left side. Smith cuts it upfield. He'll be tackled from behind by Bryce McDonald.
Eric Bargo also jumping in there on the pile as the tackle was being made, but a pickup of about 6 yards. Clay going to a little razzle-dazzle. We saw them try a reverse play on a jet sweep and then reverse back from right to left.
Second and 3.
This one netted a little more yardage than the last time we saw that attempted play.
They move it up to the 42-yard line. We're at 2nd and 3, Colonials. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Speaking of 3, Mishawaka with a 3-man, a 3-4-4 defensive look right now.
Rodriguez takes the snap, but a whistle. First, and it's going to be a procedure on Clay.
I think Austin DeLonis jumped a lot early.
You know, these Clay kids, especially the seniors, have been through a lot over the last few years with multiple head coaches, 3 head coaches in their career. You're right, they had Joe Shiko for a while. They had Craig Redman, who was at Adams, had him for a short period of time, and now they've got Will Porter as their head coach this year.
Stability to program is very, very critical. And we talk about, you know, putting in different schemes, different offensives, different defenses, and it's got to be tough for these kids. And as we speak of that, Clay will burn a timeout offensively with 3:10 to go third quarter.
So a 3:10 to play in the third, and Mishawaka leading 40-0. 2nd and 8 for Clay after we take this timeout on WSBT.
Wow, Matt Embry, keep us updated on that one.
No kidding.
That could raise some eyebrows. You mentioned Marion ranked number 3 in that Class 3A behind only Gibson Southern and Indianapolis Ritter. Boy, we had a lot of representation in Class 4A with Northwood tied for 4th place in the AP standings and or rankings, rather. Northridge 8th and Plymouth, Mishawaka 14th, New Prairie. We got some pretty good football around here, no matter what anybody down south says.
2nd and 8, Clay at the Mishawaka 48. Now we have another procedure called on the Colonials.
I think. Nope, actually, they've got a defensive offsides type of encroachment penalty. You know, we talk about the stability of Clay and, you know, the changes in the coaching positions as head coaches and all that. Certainly, There were some very bright days in 1976, unbeaten team at South Bend Clay under Elmer Britton. Mike Koontz had a great run as head coach there, and they were really about 4 minutes away from going to the state finals back, if I recall, in 2002. That was a really special group, and that was against, I believe, Fort Wayne Dwenger, if memory serves, in the semi-state, a heartbreaking loss there. And I can go through, and I'm a Clay graduate from 1981, and I can tell you, you know, you had George Imes was an outstanding receiver back in the middle 70s. Steve Huddleston was a great running back in my high school days. A kid named John Gruden and his brother Jay Gruden were two very great quarterbacks for the Colonials. Kenny Burke was a great running back. Of course, the name Reinbold is big at Clay High School. Jeff Reinbold was a great running back there for Clay, and it looks like we almost had another offense.
Well, we had a procedure on Clay, so it pushed him back 5 yards, and then I think it really probably should have been off.
Seesaw.
Mishawaka, but they let it go because they had blown the whistle already three times.
Seesaw of the yellow hankies right there, and I think Brandon Burnett got away with a encroachment and or offsides penalty, but they let the play go. Little or no yardage there for Clay gain, and it's third down. Now, it says 3rd and 47 on the scoreboard. I will tell you at the two-minute mark, third quarter, that is not correct.
No.
Now it's 3rd and 8.
It's at the 46-yard line where it's 3rd and 8 for the Colonials. Minute 50 to play in the third. Rodriguez, the quarterback, comes up under center. Smith goes in motion. Rodriguez fakes a toss, rolls out. Wide open is his receiver, and he has the completion that goes to Gordon all the way up to the 25-yard line. So Gordon came out of the backfield, curled all the way back around. He came out of the backfield to the left, curled back around to the right, and he was open, and Rodriguez found him for the completion up to the 25-yard line.
Sean Caveman got caught with a big gap of open field area, and I'm not sure if there was just missed assignments or maybe somebody went with somebody they weren't supposed to, but certainly there should not be that much room in the secondary, and it was a nice execution on a pass play there for Clay.
Now, Tecori Gordon takes the handoff as he gets inside the 20-yard line with Clay moving the ball.
C.J. Fisher on the tackle.
As we head toward a minute to play in the third quarter.
You know, the one thing that I know Bart Curtis and his coaching staff will be talking about this final minute of the third quarter and certainly the final 12 minutes of the fourth, do not lose your focus and do not get sloppy. Don't take a step backwards after you've had a really great start to this football night.
Rodriguez hands it off to Tecori Gordon again. He'll fall forward.
Gavin Hoskins.
A couple of yards. And
Gavin Hoskins on the tackle.
You're right, Gavin Hoskins. We've called the nose guard's name quite a bit tonight.
He's had a good night. In fact, if things do not change, might have our official Crunchers tackle of the game powered by Jay's Crunchers potato chips. Tailgate season. Consider Jay's. Actually, some Jay's Crunchers sound really good right now. I'm hungry.
They do. Some good old chips. 17 seconds left in the third. It looks like Clay is going to let the clock wind down. They break the huddle. There's 10
Maybe
of the
not.
Play clock. Yeah, I mean, it was looking like that's what they were going to do. Then all of a sudden, they hurried to get to the line of scrimmage. So it's third and a yard, handoff. And, of course, we've got another penalty flag.
And now we'll be at the end of the third, but we got to sort out this penalty first. That was on a third and one play, and it's an illegal shift against the Colonials.
The handoff went to Jaden Riffle. It's the first time we've called his name tonight. He's one of their top all-around athletes, but again, we get the depth charts from these teams every week. Riffle is on it. You never kind of know, I guess, what happens during the week, just like with any team, but it's the first time we've seen Riffle. Dejon Hill, who was not on the depth chart despite the fact that he's a senior, we've seen him all over the field tonight. So, changing things up a little bit anyway.
Shake and bake.
That's right. That's right. 40-0. Mishawaka leads Clay at the end of three quarters of play. We'll take a timeout. Clay will have the ball, third and one coming up when the fourth quarter begins. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football, presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. On third down, Quentin Rodriguez is stopped for a loss. It's going to be 4th and 9 coming up for the Colonials at the Mishawaka 24-yard line.
Ball came in 24.
Clay's going to go for it.
As you would expect.
Why not?
40 to nothing.
Why not?
see if they try to throw something here. Rodriguez will come up under center to Corey Gordon behind him in the backfield. Man comes in motion.
Blitz.
Fake that way, and under pressure, Rodriguez gets it away. It's going to be caught by Gordon inside the 10. He's got first down yardage for the Colonials. The nose guard again, Gavin Hoskins, chasing Rodriguez out of the pocket on the rollout to the left. He dumped it to the running back, and Clay picks up the first down.
Colonial first down.
So that will advance and change one of the better offensive play, in particular when you consider it was 4th and 9, one of the better offensive plays tonight for South Bend Clay as they try to get a little momentum and take this goose egg off the scoreboard here early fourth period.
1st and 10, Clay at the 11-yard line, 10:38 to play in the ball game. They trail 40-0, handoff stuffed right in the middle of the pile.
Nothing there.
To Corey Gordon, and again, it's the nose guard, Gavin Hoskins, getting off the bottom of the pile. Hoskins having a night tonight, a bunch of tackles, and that fumble recovery earlier.
Sean, a couple of score updates. These are all third quarter tallies. After three, St. Joe at home leads Elkhart Central 27-0. Third quarter down in Bremen, the host Lions are getting spanked by the New Prairie Cougars. New Prairie playing well since the week one loss, rather, to LaPorte. It's 40-13, New Prairie leading. Also at the end of three, down at Knox, the host Redskins lead Glenn 13-3.
Shotgun formation. Rodriguez will hand it off to Beecham. Beecham coming around to the right, cuts inside the 10, shy of the 5-yard line.
Gain of 4.
Beecham will pick up 4.
Dominic Walters, senior reserve defensive lineman, among the cavemen in on the hit. Some kid named Gavin Hoskins was in on some contact there as well. He's had a really good ball game.
Who is that guy?
I don't know, but I'm getting to know him pretty well tonight. I think the Clay running backs are getting to know him pretty well, too.
3rd down and 6, it looks like, at the 7-yard line. McDonald from the shotgun with a running back, Quentin Gordon, behind him. McDonald will keep it and roll out to the left. He is smothered back there by 6 or 7 different Mishawaka tacklers. Blake Brown, one of them, in there.
Tyler Blackmar, junior defensive lineman on the depth chart, among the maroon jerseys in on that tackle. Gang tackle for what is now going to be 4th down. And looks like about 8.
4th and 8.
They mark it at the 9-yard line. And again, it'll be Quentin Gordon, the sophomore running back, to Corey Gordon. Is the senior, and Clay is going to take a timeout. 4th and 8 coming up at the 9. 8:26 to play in the ball game. Let's take a timeout with Mishawaka leading 40-0. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. 4th and 8. Clay coming up at the Mishawaka 9-yard line. And 8:26 to play in the fourth quarter. Let's see what the Colonials do here. Mishawaka leading 40-0. Quentin Rodriguez, the quarterback, will be alone in the backfield from the shotgun. He has a wing. Gordon over to his right. Two receivers on either side as well. Rodriguez takes a snap. Looks right. Flushed out of the pocket. Being chased on the run. Throws to the sideline. He overthrows his receiver. Out of bounds. And Mishawaka takes over on down.
Tell you what, Dominic Walters did a really nice job of getting through the middle of that offensive line for Clay and putting immediate pressure on Rodriguez. And really never gave him any true time to set up, to throw, really find an open receiver. That was a really good defensive play.
So let's see who comes out offensively for Mishawaka now.
A lot of clean jerseys.
Yeah, no kidding. Looks like Joshua Gill is still going to be the quarterback. I have to get out my binoculars here for Mishawaka now, too, as they...
Yeah, you got Colin Fee as the wing back. And the fullback back there, who I think got the handoff, is Ryan Sterrett.
Yep, he'll kept it himself that time. So Hill, the quarterback keeper, goes up the middle. Pickup of 3 yards on first down.
Bruce Quick brings the play in from the near sideline. As the Cavemen are going to rotate a lot of kids in this final 7:30.
You are right about that.
As they should.
That's what you do when you lead 40 to nothing, though. And again, it goes right up the middle.
Josh Gill
once again on another keeper as the quarterback just works his way behind the center.
Being a four.
As he picks up another 4 yards, and it's going to be third down coming up for Mishawaka. Third and three at their own 16-yard line. Motion, and here comes the handoff. This time it is a handoff to the fullback. As Ryan Starrett, is that how you say it?
Starrett.
Starrett?
Ryan Starrett.
Starrett the fullback that time with his first carry of the season. Picks up a first down for the Cavemen, presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. I think that's the first time we got to say that in the second half, isn't it?
Well, the first downs have not been as plentiful. They were in bushel baskets earlier in this first half.
That's true.
Half.
Not the first time in the second half, but the first time in a while, because Clay actually possessed the ball for a while. Starrett with another dive up the middle, picks up 7 yards, and it's going to be second down and short for Mishawaka.
Sean, if I can backtrack just a moment, on that last timeout, it was actually Mishawaka burning the defensive timeout on fourth down and 8, and that's where I know when we were in the commercial break, I said you don't let anybody be fooled that it doesn't matter where the score is. The defense wants this shutout.
Quarterback keeper, and now the pitch. Cuts up field, does
Drew
the pitch,
Tetzlaff.
Man.
Drew Tetzlaff.
Man, I tell you what, I guess we should have been ready for all these guys considering what Clay had been through, but Drew Tetzlaff, a sophomore, 5'10", 150 pounds, takes the pitch and picks up another Kevin Putz first down.
You didn't see the table down at the end of the bench. They're taking registrations now to come out, and you get to dress and get
That's
into one
get
play.
Do.
Absolutely. Taking immediate sign-ups.
Free, the quarterback, is dropped in the backfield, or Gill, rather, the quarterback. I was thinking about Free, the tailback, but Josh Gill is dropped back there, and the play will lose a couple of yards.
Hey, Ted, Tarek Whitfield, 6'1", 310. Mishawaka, offensive lineman, senior, Jeremiah McGee, 5'10", 315. I don't care what the score is. They were getting after it pretty good. That's a lot of offensive linemen, though, let me just say. That's some big boys.
About that. Quarterback keeper comes to the left, cutting up field. Across the 50 now, a cut back inside. Joshua Gill still on his feet, up to the Clay 40-yard line.
Big tackle there by Ashton Smith. We've called his name several times tonight. Just a 10th grader has a big tackle, because I think if he does not make that stop, Gill's on the see you bye plan and adding 6 more to the Mishawaka tally.
Gill to the 40. Another first down from Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Starrett will be in the backfield behind Gill. 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game.
Oh,
he wanted to pitch it, and he ends up fumbling. Gill faked the dive, and then he wanted to pitch it out to Colin Free, and he kind of stared down the pitch man. And a couple of Clay defenders there, Jackson Jones.
I think they just stripped it right out of Gill's hands, to be honest with you, Sean. But either way, there was great pursuit. Gill didn't have a prayer. He probably should have just ate the football, tried to get it on that 9-1-1 pitch out to his wingman, who was on the sweep to the outer right-hand side. But either way, Clay takes advantage of the turnover. They get the ball back, and that was a gutsy play there by Jackson Jones, because he got his hands in near the face mask and didn't grab any of the head armory, just got a hold of that football. That's a tough turnover for the Cavemen.
The clock running.
And now a whistle. Timeout.
Clay calls a timeout. Down 40 to nothing with 4:06 to play.
So, Sean, what's on board tomorrow for the Irish at Boston College?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what. The Game Day Sports Beat show starts at noon. Eric Hansen and I will have that from the studio. Of course,
but wait a minute. I thought it was a noon kickoff.
Well,
no, they changed it.
They changed it.
Yes.
That's right. It changed around everyone's day. Evan Sharpley and I were talking earlier today. I think everyone had, you know, made their plans based around, oh, we've got a noon kickoff this week. We can do all this stuff. And so everyone's plans changed. That's right. That's right. That's part of why Darren Pritchett won't be with us for the post or the pregame show tomorrow. He'll be back for the postgame show, though, on WSBT. Clay, first and 10 at its own 44. Mishawaka leading 40-0 and an offsides.
That was a...
It's going to be a procedure, actually, on Clay.
Looked like a very bad time Chinese fire drill right there. There were people going every which direction. So that stops the clock with the penalty. 4:05 to play. Cavemen having got used to a three-game homestand here with Marist, Adams, and now tonight against South McClay on homecoming. Three-game road trip starts next week. They'll go to Rice Field versus Elkhart Central. In 2 weeks, they'll head to South End St. Joe to take on the Indians. And then in 3 weeks, there'll be a big, big clash against Princess City rival Mishawaka Marion over at Otulski Field. And each of those games will kick off at 7 o'clock right here on WSBT with Sean.
Handoff goes up the middle to Quinton Gordon. Gordon gets maybe a yard back, maybe two. Looks like they've got him marked at the 40.
Preston Bailey, sophomore linebacker on the bottom of the pile. Defender for Mishawaka High.
I tell you what, Gavin Hoskins, even though they've got those reserves out there, Gavin Hoskins, the nose guard, saying, I'm not coming out. I'm having the game of my life. I'm staying in here tonight. Heading for three to play in the ball game. Mishawaka will improve to 3-2 in another 3 minutes, leading 40-0. Quint Rodriguez, the Clay quarterback from the shotgun, fakes the handoff.
Good throw.
Fires over the middle, and it's going to be caught up to the Mishawaka 45-yard line, and he doesn't want to go down, and finally gang tackled.
Nick Davis. Nicholas Davis, the first of about four boys in maroon jerseys making the play.
There's Jaden Riffle with his first catch of the night. I was talking about him earlier, how we really hadn't heard from him this evening. And Riffle, we're talking about that heart and all that kind of stuff, down 40-0, making about six or seven different cavemen bring him down before he'd go down to the grass.
Reminder, fans of the football programs for both these schools, they'll play the JV game tomorrow at Clay at 10 o'clock. Fumble.
Ball on the ground in the Clay backfield. It looks like Mishawaka has it, and they do.
So we've traded turnovers. And getting up off the bottom of the pile, Brandon Burnett with that recovery. Good for him. Senior defensive lineman. See him from time to time in at the LB position.
His teammates are pretty happy for him right now.
Well, he'll be excited because the Sonic postgame report might just have to talk about that play. Who knows?
2:10 to play in the ball game. And
Nicholas Romeo racing, or Christopher Romeo racing on the field. There were just 10 members to the party. And now Bart will call a timeout. Actually, Keith Kinder will gather his offensive troops. He had a nice conversation with Coach Kinder. Been on this Mishawaka staff with Bart for a long, long time. Had a great career at Jimtown High School. He's a good offensive mind.
And I would imagine we were talking earlier about him coming from an option offense, I believe, in high school. And so obviously that carries over here when he's coaching these guys.
A lot of dive plays, Jimtown, the belly, and every once in a while they might find the tight end, but or a gadget screen play. But it was 5-2 defense, a lot of smash mouth football back in those Jimtown days. And Keith was playing for Bill Sharp and that just really Hall of Fame staff at Jimtown High School. Of course, our color commentator and Hall of Famer and former coach Scott Bovenkirk. After his head coaching days as the head man at Washington High on the west side of South Bend, was a longtime assistant under that Jimmy staff, and boy, they had some success. Man, oh man, did they have some teams back in that late 1990, what, 97, 98, they were untouchable.
First down, Mishawaka. Fake by the quarterback, Gill. Joshua Gill still on his feet. Gill in the middle of the field. Gill to the open field, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Mishawaka. The backup quarterback, Joshua Gill, goes the distance from 53 yards away.
Sophomore gets his first 6. Congratulations. He was kind of weaving left, weaving right. He was running kind of like through the forest, weaving between the trees. The trees were the defenders from Clay that could not find him. He was hiding. Now the PAT for Mishawaka.
Brian Watt to attempt the extra point.
He's done a nice job. Long signal count.
No kidding. The kick is on the way and good.
I think my beard grew a little bit during that exchange for the snap. But point after conversion's good.
47 to nothing. Let's take a timeout. Then back with kickoff. Mishawaka leading Clay. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. Thanks, Matt. A minute 44 to go here at Steel Stadium. Mishawaka looking to finish off Clay, leading 47 to nothing.
That would be a huge win for the Gems. Not to mention a really tough loss for the Marion Knights. In the last couple of years have pretty much ran and had their say-so in the NIC South Division, but then run into tough times in the regionals or semi-state to fumble on the kickoff.
It's going to be picked up finally by Gordon. One man dropped it. Gordon tried to pick it up. The deep man for Clay was Christian Shetler.
33, Thomas Fraley on it.
He wears number 52, so it's not someone you would expect to be back there on the kickoff.
Tommy Fraley with a good hustle play. Despite the score being lopsided and only a minute 22 to play, he's hustling down that field, knocking people down. The junior linebacker and special teamer really made a splash on that special teams play. And certainly Clay right now, with a minute 10 to go, has probably 3 or 4 snaps left, and right now they just need to stay away from any further disaster.
Lamond Nance is the new Clay quarterback. He will hand it off.
No gain and probably a loss of a couple of yards.
The handoff went to Quentin Gordon again. Under a minute to play. Mishawaka leading 47 to nothing, about to finish this one off. Not to improve to 3-2 in this. This, after the win last week over Adams, this will be their first back-to-back wins of the year.
Yeah, this is certainly a lot different than last week's heart-stopping, blood pressure rising, 42-36 overtime thriller. Right now, the Cavemen in the driver's seat to go 3-2 on the season.
Again, Nance under center with 17 seconds to play. Nance will keep it himself, to the right. And he is buried as he comes around the corner.
Ryan
that
Sterrett.
Will likely be the last play of the game.
Ryan Sterrett with a big hit there. A play before that. Credit Tyler Pearson with a great hit and tackle by the sophomore. The final ticks are going to run down. And here on homecoming night, Mishawaka takes care of their business against winless South Bend Clay.
Mishawaka will improve to 3-2 with a 47-0 win. Clay will fall to 0-5. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap things up a little bit later. Matt Embry will have scores from all around the area as well as the Sonic Drive-In postgame show begins in just a moment on Michiana's Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT.